Hanya atap dulu, tap gunung wuk tak sana. Tan nasin, pergi sana sak putunin. Anggota ras anggota yang semerok serok dan amat tanda. Kucik silak dan ngenyalu. Tamna, kang semak silu piyupta nak gunak tu wuk. Ilangit amibanyu tanda wuk nak sipman. Praksi ni gelu makunanya tu yuk tuk mati tu tanne igil lara gait, tamu ngan tanne imis ngat nagit, dan masuk nova imat tamne sedrani tape jununga pirakanga.
Only if your proxy is sent in and signed by you, the stockholder. Like where it says Robert Newland, John Schaefer, or Roland Booth will vote for me, and you don't cross out any names. That's the only time they can use the shares to vote for the incumbent candidate.
Yeah, but when they do that, you're supposed to send a signed proxy anyway if they want to.
Yeah.
And if you don't send in your proxy, if you don't sign anything, they don't touch your shares at all. Mm-hmm. They don't touch it at all because you don't send in your proxy, you don't sign your name.
You mean if you don't send in your proxy, your vote isn't counted for or against anybody?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the way it was explained to us last year here in Chiang Mai.
Yeah. Damn that. Kilut namun kau di sana ikut dua tak neguk sana lugaulan ilvit vokin tamne praksen tu yoyuku terus tapko atingit itaktut praksinye taruma uba vokin siangga it nahuting sana luguguk pemakpet terama tapko angalatau nak tau vok pada Buku tiga sejati tap kunung ahing tamna praksin suku tiga nunggu tamna tujuh nelayan perlu piyuku tamna guh sharing tamna ilaksinya nak chat ilaksit dia cari guh tamna kisiu kuto nelayan perlu it namun ah juli Aku umur ukur tiga dalak, kengah ukur tiga dalak lagu, kengah si marak satu nenek man, ubagok pagma, ukur satu walak tu, matu meh kanok, kau presip dah idet kuda sanganik, apko gua apa tak nak, nunang naya hoting awanin nak nunat atlet pirat, idet sah hoting ubagut idet kuda titnik. Tak nak takut. Tamna ilet kursa ubanili ans kami alas kami ilet kursa kaput. Sebunak si kaklu kanungat mangan. Kena takmit. Apkolu samatlah nunat tak na cemiguk angalat cirot naipek tuklu gaulan ubahut ilet kursa kaput. Ilanga ahi ilet kursa kapta. Nak rugip lugu, tak nak vote punya anak cut, itu nak tahu tigok, tak nak lugu tahu ni tonic claim mak takut upami guna, ubahku di diskusi kaput tak nak diskusi kecok 1971 me anirat itu nak ikut luic, kerana tami guru buat tak nak inyuk anipman terkali kami Acuangat tidak ubah daruman di ilodisan dan nasi aromatik tamna anirau kelali tipluni maning mikdok pejalak mit nuna mengelup pejalak mit ubah ulan nak kangek sirak sakput pengma ubah ismalu to madun ditau ubah titni 1991 guk tamna tiga sak sakput Tada, ubah ugu prap lama ikut dua pak mah. No kun, nak ulurik sanga pakik saksari ikut. terumu tikitalakta simmernya omyakpan simmersilu kangkrismun mako pidi kavut representative ukhavigeluit tamne simmersetching itna tilirapaarluit corporation alaska melukhatni katiluting atoriruting taatnakpata taatnaknaktut.
Well, would anybody else like to speak this morning? We can bring the microphone around to where you are, if you like. But if you'd like to come up here to the chair beside Art, that's fine too.
Kina inyo ukaro kumi na ka ukotia ni kanisamay lasu kuming ubat niya ukot pinya makak. Sinyiksao talaga yung mun nakaupunga ako wilo ni nukakturala kumi ang maswala ako ba.
Here we have somebody.
When Art invited me up in Eskimo, I wanted to. My name is Doug Walker and I'm a teacher in Shungnak and my wife is a shareholder in Nana. We have two and nine-tenths children. Hopefully three children by the end of the day. My interest is also for my children and my wife. And in terms of the Native Corporation, NANA, stock going on the open market and being able to be sold, I am opposed to that. I agree that NANA is a successful Native corporation and does a service to its shareholders by being successful and making money. But I think that if it were to be able to sell its stock or the stock were able to be sold and go on the open market, in terms of corporations in the overall business world, NANA is a small corporation and would be gobbled up by big business. From the lower 48 or international businesses from around the world. So in that regard, I think it would be unfortunate if the stock could be sold. In terms of the land being able to be sold, I would be opposed to that as well. I think that in terms of living in the Arctic and living in the region we live in, there are not jobs available on a regular basis. A lot of the employment is seasonal employment. A lot of people do not have the money to live comfortably all of the time. And given the option of being able to sell land or sell shares of their stock in tough times, all people, whether they are, you know, Native Alaskans or anywhere in the world, people will sell things to take care of immediate needs. And so I think that there would be many people who would be placed in a position where they would probably have to sell their land or sell their stock in order to get by today so they can live tomorrow. Without really preparing for the future. And I would hate to see people placed in that position where they would have to sell their shares of stock or their land. I think in terms of the whole cash economy thing, there's still a void in our region of the country where we do not have a big borrowing credit system, big banks, and people in general have trouble getting credit and managing money because of its unavailability. There are not regular jobs for most people, and so you can't get credit and you can't learn management skills in terms of managing money without having that economic base to work with. So I think that in 1991, if the land and the stock are open for sale, the region will have a tremendous impact with outsiders buying in. At the same time, I think from a teacher's standpoint, something has to be done, and I'll address it here. If truly you want teachers and people that are going to be working with the youth or children in this area of the country to become community members, something has to be done to provide them with access so that when they come to work in your village, whether it's Shungnak, Ambler, wherever they are in the region, they can call it their home and they can become a part of the community. Right now we have some teachers who will come for a school year, some professionals who will come to do a job and then leave, and it won't be their home. And it's hard on them not being able to call the place they work their home. And so I think that the corporations and the villages have to do something in terms of making land available for the people that want to live and work with them, and that's something that hasn't been addressed and hasn't been dealt with. The ultimate goal of education in this region and the ultimate goal that most teachers in the area would like to see is people from the village coming back and teaching in the village, having native teachers in the village. It's going to take time, but in the meantime, I would hope that teachers would be given an opportunity to live as community members and not migrate out every summer. So that was one other area I wanted to address. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Takwaka tano kora laktok. Kidunwa kahone, suli ubane nyu na taung puni. Kidunwa menyu dugu oba. Kidunwa menyu nukang na aktu, diskuri sangat nik. Tamanna, ilit kutsi taurok. Tenya niyu, 1990 wakpan. Tuninyak siliu nuna, ilit kutsi oktik parguk. Tamne litkorek ilan isawinotcha suli inyuk kanoni kanurik saksak inyunakatwut ubani nakin atuak sawiset mek akubak manik atok maya inyunalang mani nakin piwiset chok charamba kanoklu Kooperasi kita ini laku minyak pau temannya inyung nun inyung naik tahunun kakanak sisa orang lu temannya tutu nip liubtuk inyui cinyu ektat sabah kakuting ataramik inyung naik tahunun naik yuting sabah kaklu me ami inyuk vilit corap tini temannya ilokan ukir nalu sabak tak tahunun acuk temannya sabah silang matni Sabore lakdong rakto ganyuk kasulit yun ehin inyun ehlek manigmik pinyun ehlan atong naksim merok ilisimaga suli tapat ko kanuguting tuninyaksik pata 1998 inyun yurwa agiruting manigraw tatna kusidir siyat Kursi diktoru tanna ilerlu tamna kooperasi rakput angirong unrat yuni mikiruk ubut angip madu toru kalakput avani kooperasi ni toru taksimarot mikiru ramik terarangat tanna seruk na yumotek nyami nakin inna maninyora hunemi kooperasi rakputu makitorak tak pagma kodiya Terhama inyuk ekta inyuk mandili kagironi tuniyaksikpan inyuk manijileuni atuleksilu manik tahamuwa manilungu piyumiyachuma inyuk naka akileksanik teuni akiliyirukropayuni pirukroyumi tahamatamnes takaniyu kanushecha tunilugu aglan manik tamna tiwisiya sabangitmek tamanna iliskuriksakput uko tigiralaka taudukkanili tahamma cooperative tiun tarunga aglan ukallaw naktu naigilyak naigilyari wakigo taani kang sinyangu minyak taos kanyak kang sipto tigisallablu
I'm not going to talk English anymore. I couldn't understand myself anyway, so Barbara or Arthur could help me. I'm going to talk in Eskimo. Maybe you're talking about it last night already.
Jean Lee is confused about after 1991 concerning our land. Are we going to able to pay taxes on the land we owned or the corporation or our property? It's his question. He'd like to be explained.
Well, if you have an allotment, it can't be taxed now and it can't be taxed after 1991, so allotments are safe from taxation. Native corporation land, if it's used only for subsistence, can't be taxed now. But after 1991, Native corporation land, even if it's only used for subsistence, might be taxed. Now, that would depend on whether the state of Alaska needed the money and decided to impose a tax. It would depend on whether or not you could put your subsistence lands into the land bank established under ANILCA. No Native corporation has yet been able to get its land into the land bank. These are some of the problems that the AFN is wrestling with in the trying to come to grips with in the resolutions that it has been considering at its convention. But the point is that as the law now stands, after 1991, your land, Native corporation land, might be taxed, that is, a property tax might be imposed on it. And of course, a tax of only 50 cents an acre, who applied throughout all the Native corporate land in the state, would come to more than $20 million a year. It's something that might happen, it might not happen, but if people want to hang on to their land, the necessity to protect their land from property taxation when it isn't earning revenue, when it's only used for subsistence, is just as important, it seems to me, as preventing corporate takeovers, that's all. But so you know, the trouble with trying to answer these questions is the answers aren't simple. This is a complicated
act that Congress passed, and to explain it usually takes a few minutes, no matter what the question happens to be. But the short answer is, if you've got an allotment, it can't be taxed after 1991. You've got nothing to worry about. It's possible that Native corporation lands, even if they're used only for subsistence, might be taxed after 1991. And if the corporations couldn't pay the tax, they could lose their land. That's the short answer.
Tamna Tsubulu Kotigilalo Native Alatman Mako 1991 Texan Anastage in your panu tatna Pinyagvira Kupuachu team uploading a glan over corporation landuna Tarama 1991 Tahama Nalokanaktuk taxes yet Naka taxing an at Peru. Tahama Uma Alaskam is Korean Pilhi Chataku Ubopakma is Korea Kaput Savakapta Pavak Una Pipeline Mint Revenue Agersok Alaskam. Alaska muna hilip yu manik ukrum uma piruta Alaska mut pekutlu tanah huta pawak tamna ukrum iklilak manaklan sawak tawni Alaska tax at lecha diut tawru mengakaut tamna nungupan terhama savorang negapta terhama nani tamna ikayun tak semun nunggu nak pan tam ni list ko sera ko teres ke chu waptin ta na tun tam ma ta na corporation putuna tak sang nak si yun ni pinyak pan tak sang siat ahe tak sang nak sik pan tam ma una corporation corporation mako sama land bank nakangat nik pinying naktot banka kak mati nunamik itna idiliwi tarhin taat na siya kanangatsok taak sang naksikpan taak samik akilitik sa chumi tarhamma nunamik ilanganik taam na taak sang akiliksok sa umaga kanok taak kangsilak kalokpik tarhamma siwite. Yeah.
Oh, would anyone else like to speak this morning? Yes, please.
Nunak shangna mada katsbiumi ilatni iloromi. Washing maruminga nunakirit mineralamik oilamik. Dema Alaska mi mani bibluding. Tatna pakira huding. Washing ubagulli kopakmi. Kanak taktugurgok. Minur lamun. Teragok moko villages connect and richut. Aglargok ubagut kobak mini. Village chakara dami explain aglo dan risaka unnok. Nervous up matun it pagit nyunga. Ukaglo dan risirona ilumutun. Aga yutim achuta waptin nun tat no rakhtu tamatko pakshaktit trilaktit kanektalik purgo guna tara tutichorap tagok piksangat tat nakhlunga ukaktingun richalaktunga tapko ukaktingun perep lugit sibulit inyut tema saka huting piakok ta huting unne pilegalarmik nin tani ikayunyel khattam nale ukpereb lugu teragok tuti chorapta piksangat nunne nyaksugut itnalila planted mani a pannarlullak matun pirukhramik inna isumap lunga tamna uqotigillakiga tamatko kamanaqtat sabotani kam misigut tatna uqarvigigaatigut tara nunnirugut puqlugu tatna sin kangiqsaarsirunga lilla pannarlura kangatun plantak a data maninyak biranga pisagalaga abaqngartam nunninyai chuguq innamatnga taqira matunut laklugu attavut ilirallaklugit koklirabullu temane kansilabut takpamungahuta a tatna attavut ilirallakibut jarramunasi pipliugit tamna papa maningyar birang asin unopa sanerakhliga papa galuli maningyar bingmi pe amnuk takannali papa gikli maningyirartuk ubasin ubagut pinyan richalarbu tutuqqaortuni aglan mako tutichoraqartut tutichorabut aborut ubasin sule pinyar birakhraptinik pitqummatigut ubagut inland ittoni inna mikiyurami inyunet lechut tema namut pisuwata huta ilyatne iglopluta kenrit yengesa kaluit sule monga agirartut ikkalunerin tana ocean namuhutin ukimerin kaluit lune sumik umarongramik pakiaktut tema pilloraktut nirpchahutarin atorinyop luni inyuk ikayuti pluting tamatko nit sibulich mongaktut abaknga itreyamin tema inyunaraktut ikayorsip ikayuti pluting inyupello tara kangirsimeernyarsiruq suqata inna tema agayutim aachuta tupakso tiginnyaqmatun piliksangataamna nalunngeegiplugu kangirsanyeitchalarpaluktuq uqallega aglan taamna uqootigillakiga tutichoram nunnu naksaksagalaartunga tata maningyaarviranganik inyum awaknga peniktirnera asin taramungarlunga qaukligerik kaptinnun uqagalaartunga tema qanuq tusaat qinigitsunga uqanginyarunnartunga taannarlunga tamnalikangersinyaitsalaartoq aglan tanaluqoraallapsaartunga
Arthur, you get it. He's my neighbor when our dads, mine, close to each other. When I visit, he
put the white fish and put tomato on top and roast it in the stove. I've seen him.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Her name was Louise Wood. She's she's talking about land selection. She was one of them that went to Kotzebue to select land for the corporation. And at that time, she thought that she was getting a land for her grandchildren. And now, after years of not knowing what's going on, she's starting to realize that she was part of the land selectors and selected like somebody was fooling her or playing jokes on the land. It wasn't explained right what they were selecting and selecting for. She told about the time her dad and herself and my dad and I, we had gold claims at Doll Creek. And when that law became effect, that you can claim over the old claims that was claimed long ago, she tried that to reclaim, but somebody else already claimed that old claim. So she went to Kotzebue and told the Nana officials about it, and maybe she said she's just talking, no response from them. And she emphasized how this land is handled this way.
That what I'm thinking of is better way, the old days. It's a hard life. They get little money, they get little fur, and they trade from lower states, and it helps living up here. This place is so cold, people die out from froze too, when they have no right clothes to live with or right house to live in. We're so poor by the time my dad showed this man. He came from lower states, and my dad want to earn little money, and he showed him no road. He had a heart problem, and he sold that place, and we thought we gonna have help from that place. And still, we thought we mark by our hunting place or the space that mine used to be long ago, and Dad knows it, and he bring this white man from lower state up to that, and he showed them. And later on, he sell it, and he let somebody buy it from him. He make money. And I thought we gonna have our animal from there this fall or the other fall. We go back to that road and try to hunt for caribou. We get to that fence and it got a fence. We can't go through that. This man sold it from Lower State. And finally, somebody watched that place and they opened that fence and we go back. And we thought we gonna use that land for our hunting. We don't live in a little shrinking place. This area is cold and it's hard to live in. And it dries more, not like old days. The greens dries up, like hard to find food. And the shipping weight of our food is so high now, and it's hard for us to see what we've seen long ago. It turned out different way. Maybe I made a mistake, but in first place, when they mark our place to hunt or trying to get things, we thought we gonna have that place for our children. They said for our grandchildren. And later on, I understand it's just like a plant dries up and dies. But we're still living, and we need our land. This is top of the world, and it's hard to live in. Maybe I explained a little bit, but I kept it in my mind and say it. I got grandchildren, their halves, and they need something too. And when we get sick, we can't afford it if we have to pay. And we try to save it for our grandchildren, and it's hard for us to understand or anything like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Wood. Well, would anybody else like to speak today?
I just want to say that I feel that ANCSA should be rewritten by the native people, since it's not written in stone. Also, that I also feel that the government owes us this chance. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that may be a note on which to complete our meeting this morning. Did you want to translate what he said, or did people understand? Oh, forgive me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kanok tik pati na kuno yuri ako pag bagok todo kalawa tam na ilis kutsi torok ta rumunga nunay kapit nun inyupanun ilingit nun aglat kekoplu ilis maraon inyu naalermik taamna uqutigillakuwa
My name Truman Cleveland Sr. from Amler and I am one of the elders at Amler and IRA member This morning I want to speak in English That's why I wrote what I want to say because I want someone to hear that come out from my mouth I want to say one more time about our kids that born after 71 that can't have share on dividend and can't be corporation if it be continue like that and that born after 71 been grown up I think something might be happen to them native people needs helps about it something should be done native people should be the same should be involved each other on everything and on second point I have to say about after 1991 whoever planned about our future should change from selling our stock because I'm pretty sure someone will sell their stock should change it not to being sold. One more thing about refuge and bark service. I don't like airplane hunting. They sure interfere some hunters because we have no airplane ourselves. And when we hunt, we hunt with boats or walking. Stop that hunting with airplanes on parks and refuges because there's lots of areas people could hunt besides refuge and park service. And one more thing about the road in Alaska. I don't like roads from states to Alaska because I heard one thing about one village by the name is Mintu, along the Yukon. They've been say yes for build the road from Fairbanks, and after they've been built, peoples from states come along for camping and been hunt same time, and after a few years, there is no more games. That's why roads must not build along the Alaska. That's all I have this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cleveland.
Damna juna moko tira laka ukapsal law kuni 1991 paryuk tamanna Tuninyaaliu stakak todu kalaga Suli ilalugruit anirot 1971 onikman Ilon reshat waptitni ilaugunaliu Daramak kanuk nakpan Kanuk tamna simmir nyangoma nyakpan simmir kagok Nakuwit luka Suli Tumitjak luwane alas kami Tuhutukun nanyip yu Tumitjak kau nat yu ni ukaktuk At likusala ku ni Mintung minik apkuninga Epawak Nana Tumitjak kau huting Nang niktut 35 miles tamna tumitjak Ilingit nyun Aprumak nga tumitjak pemin Ngarik sila kapmitjak lu nang ni doktor la mating tumitche ni ret min tumut tarung timutchak ilinyat dalam kapsini uking ralak tigala kaming inuit agar sirut ilisimagat kigwalong nawik paloktang nawik kapwetsak inuwe pahuni inuwe ktok kapsini uking ralak tigala kaming tamatko aksakto ligit agihuting tamna tumitse mawata taman na suksik na at taat na kunat yu Alaska una inyo na wikakput tumitse ngayon na kugan na kali taat na tamara na hukun putula matun kang simaraksak inyo mukoti ka nga na lang may lepro ni ukoti ginira lagi ka taat na ikayuto si matto wapitin nun.
Well, I think that this has been a good discussion last night and again this morning. We are going to Selawik this afternoon at 1 o'clock, so I think we should adjourn now, but I believe everyone's had an opportunity to speak who wished to do so. And I want to thank all of you for the contribution you've made to this meeting. And I will be traveling until early in the new year, but then I will be writing my report, and I will be sending it to you in the summer of 1985, and it will be based on what you've told me, and I hope it will be helpful to you in deciding what you as Alaska Natives are going to do, and of course to people in other countries, Native people in other countries. So on behalf of all of those who came here with me, I want to thank you for your hospitality, to thank you for the meals we've had and the opportunity to stay here in the school and to meet all of you, and to say that the meeting now stands adjourned for lunch.
Take a look.
Yeah, this is the report I wrote in Canada.